Weaver, the detail tells him it's all right to go. I just have to rely on his judgment.
I think that I would, I told him to send my car down there.
Yes.
I want it to be your decision. I don't want to be asking you to do anything like that. And personally, I wouldn't have any concern other than a normal concern. I had it every place I went. I had it when I went into Saigon in 61. Those things, they always, that's part of the business of security, is to manufacture some security. So they got some security to do. But I sure want you to look at it carefully. I think I'll call Hoover and ask him to have his people be very careful. And don't you take any chances. You stay in that car because some crackpot do it. And we're going to send a bulletproof car down there. It's already gone, I guess. I told him two or three days ago.
Well, Mr. President, I don't want you to have this worry on your mind. I'm just going to make, I want you to know from my lips that I'm prepared to go and want to go.
Now, what are your plans after this? I see you had a bad break on your little girl.
Well, I was going home over the 4th of July, Mr. President, and I'm coming back to Washington after the Dominican thing. That'll be Saturday. I'll be back here on Saturday, and thought I would go out to Minnesota either Saturday night or Sunday morning. And on the 6th of July, I am supposed to be at that National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, out there with Roy Wilkins and his annual convention. I thought I'd better keep that.
Where is that?
That's at Los Angeles.
That's good. That's good. Anything you can do for Roy Wilkins, do it.
And I thought I'd go out there for that day.
You probably, I don't know, I haven't talked to Brian, but you probably ought to spend some time with your governors there.
Well, I'd be happy to do that.
It looks like that. It looks like I'm not going to go, and I'll be in touch with you. When you get back, when will you be back? Saturday?
I'll be back on the afternoon, as I recall, of Saturday.
All right, well then...
I'll give you a call?
Yeah, you give me a call, and let's get together, and we'll talk about what we do from there on.
Very good. Are you, you're going out to Iowa today, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Good, wonderful.
I'm talking about it. I guess I've got to. I've kind of... In that jam, I haven't got much to say, and I don't know much of what to say over there. They all want to broadcast it, and they're building it up into a major thing. And there's not anything major about it. The good Lord just answered our prayers and let us go in there, and these marvelous boys did a wonderful job. It looks like we're taking a pretty big beating public-wise with Wilson and so forth.
But I tell you, I'm more convinced than ever before, and I'm right down the line with you, and proud to be there. You and I knew this was going to happen in the complaint, but it was the right thing to do, and it was done with such masterful precision and competence that it's really something that makes you proud.
I'll call you, my friend.
All right, Mr. President.